evening, Boo. We're with author and lecturer Mia Madsen Mercer, and we wanted to talk about a couple of subjects that have been heavily talked about in your blog, and I believe will be in your upcoming book. A couple of dogs that were with you briefly that you really talked about in very emotional terms, and you say you learned a lot from them. The first one, Lupa.
Lupa, German Shepherd, very old. Her soul was very old. And she had been locked in a terrible shelter. They had found her walking on a highway and thought that was terrible. But they locked her in cage, where she had to drink her own urine. And her soul closed down, so she shut down. We would say that she had Alzheimer. She was just walking around in circles and not communicating. And we brought her home to our home. We made a beautiful doghouse with a lot of blankets, nice, and she slept for, I think, a week. And we had to look at her, that she was still breathing. That's how concerned we were. But when she, after a week, she started to open up, and her soul was like a big flower, so wise and so forgiving from what we had done to her for so long time. And she taught me that time doesn't exist. It's the quality of how you live your life. So when she died 6 weeks later, I was in shock, because for me it felt like I had had her for over a year. That's how big soul, how big quality she was with me.
And even after her passing, and she was buried in the yard outside your house, she's continued to teach you.
She shows up. I mean, her spirit shows up constantly. She is teaching me about wisdom of life, that life can be like a river. It can be very rough, but the water is like life. It will move on. It will become better. So just be there and forgive. She's teaching me forgiveness.
Another dog, you, not one that you took on yourself personally, but one that passed through your life very briefly, but I think, again, was a very emotional and learning experience. Morris.
Morris was another German Shepherd that one day I was out driving and down by the beach, where they have these parking lots when people are coming to park to go to the beach. And this was the springtime, so they hadn't opened up yet. And I just hit the brakes and looked through the gates, and there was the skinniest, sickest German Shepherd I ever seen. It was horrible. She was like 3 centimeters over her back. That's how skinny he was. And he had wounds all over. He couldn't lay down of all the pain. And I tried to get him out. And then some people came screaming, saying I couldn't take the owner's dog. And we had a big argument for over an hour. And I said, the dog is very sick, and everybody was laughing, saying he's not sick, he's just old. But his claws were so long, he couldn't even walk on them. That's the worst case I ever seen in my whole life. And I argued a meeting with the owner, and I said I would turn all the illegal workers in if he didn't meet me. And the next day, they handed me over Morris. And when we brought him into the car, he was so full of life. And I was on my way to drive him out. To euthanize him. And he didn't want to. He was so happy to get out in freedom. And I felt like I took him from prison to freedom. And to hell.